I miss being here.
I gotta get
loosened up.
We're gonna
do drinking a little Cosmos that Vader brought us this morning.
Why was that funny?
It's boom boom juice.
Oh my god! Yeah. So for the people who are listening right now, so Vader comes in with a little knapsack of fucking alcohol and
I
shit.
I love it when he brings his little like lunch pail. It's all booze.
He's like, I brought something for us to drink. And he's like, a big bearded man.
Giant thing of cranberry
ocean
juice.
Ocean spray cranberry juice and lime.
Our
and I'm like,
kidneys are great.
So I looked at him. I'm like, so we're making Cosmos today? And he's like, is that what that is?
That's exactly what I
he's
said.
He's so cute. He had them once at his Christmas party a month ago. They're and good. He's like, this is my shit now. And it's healthy, you guys. It's healthy. Cranberry?
Cranberry.
It's good Cosmos. For you.
Cosmos. It's like sugar-free cranberry juice. It's good stuff. It's diet drinking.
In the immortal words of Ron Swanson, clear alcohol is for rich women on diets. Oh, man. Good to be back, guys.
Whew.
Good to be back.
We're doing things a little different, right?
A little different, yeah. I'm just gonna start out by asking you some questions.
Oh.
Asking us questions.
We should try making Cosmos with that Shady Mile later.
Well, we'll do something with the Shady Mile for sure. So, V, I got a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
What? If I were to give you 3 seashells and you just took a massive dump, what would you do?
Oh, he doesn't know how to use the 3 seashells.
Okay, well, here's my theory. I feel like the 3 seashells are buttons.
Buttons?
Because you never actually see anybody pick them up and do anything with them.
Okay.
But I think like one is like a pre-wash.
Okay.
And the other one is like a soaker, super soaker.
Yeah, like a bidet kinda, situation.
Like a bidet?
You know that thing in the car wash that goes
yeah.
back and forth like this?
Yeah.
I think it's that one.
So it's attached to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I think the third seashell is like an air dryer.
Okay. All right. So
I think it's just a fancy
bidet. It's a fancy bidet. Okay. Yeah. Jude, do you have any theories on the 3 seashells?
That never even occurred to me, like that they're buttons. And I have questions about why they're shaped like seashells now.
Yeah.
But in my imagination land, you pick them up and then they magically do something to you.
Oh, you're just making magic up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Or it's really gross and you have to pick the seashells up and scrape your
dude,
shit.
I'm such a savage that's what I thought immediately. I was like, oh, it's like a scraping mechanism. I'm like, and then I think about when you're like, oh, it's a fancy bidet. I was like, oh man, I'm a caveman.
Well, being a savage, I think, is probably illegal.
Yeah, probably. Kadesh, what's your theory on the 3 seashells?
So I think it's funny that as long as this movie has persisted in the pop culture consciousness, that this is the thing that people have the most theories about.
Also, did we tell people what movie we're talking about today?
Oh, if you can't guess, it's the classic Sylvester Stallone movie, Demolition Man. So welcome to the podcast.
This is like the most 90s action movie ever. It's
it really
great.
Is. Yeah,
so, awesome. So my theory on the seashells, basically, so it's funny, when this movie was being written, the screenwriter was trying to think of like futuristic stuff to like put into it. So he called up another screenwriter buddy of his who was taking a shit at the time when he was talking to him.
And we're past the 30 seconds mark, YouTube.
Yeah. So like he was on the toilet at the time taking a dump. And the guy was like, hey, can you think of anything futuristic for me to put in like, you know, a bathroom? And the guy looks around. He's like, well, I got a bag of seashells on my toilet for decoration. And the guy's like, seashells, you say? And so that's how he came up with that for this movie.
Has there ever been an official explanation for this?
So Sylvester Stallone has come out publicly with his theory about it. And that's kind of,
I don't know if he can be trusted though.
Yeah, but that's kind of widely been accepted as like the canon explanation for like what the seashells are, even though like Sylvester Stallone himself says like, this is just my theory. Like I don't have any like official say on it. And he says that like the first seashell is, like the first 2 seashells are for like clamping down on any like hanging stuff.
What?
And clearing it. And
the dingleberries?
Yes. Dingleberry.
Oh yes. No.
And then the third seashell is for scraping any leftovers off.
Ew.
But I like Vader's theory better. Yeah. Like they're just buttons that like activate like, you know, cleaning mechanisms.
How is it that you're activate the cleanest person?
I'm very hygienic with my private area. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's important.
It's very clean.
That's important.
He's talked about it on the show before.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, so we have the movie pulled up. Kadesh, can we hit play on this? Because I've got to see this. Wesley Snipes' hair in this movie is on point. I love this movie so much. Who picked it? Is it, this is your birthday pick, huh?
Yeah, it's my birthday
pick. Tell me about why you picked this movie, V.
When we started talking about our theme for the year.
Yeah.
Being, you know, 80s and 90s. And
nostalgia.
The 70s nostalgia. This movie hits all those buttons for me. This is like one of the last great action movies in my mind, you know, as far as, you know, Stallone and those guys go. I mean, you know, give all the stuff in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know, the Rambos and the Predators and
it's actually more of a documentary nowadays.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, dude, it's so ridiculously accurate. It's so especially because we're talking about YouTube's new policy with the swearing and stuff, which is probably going to demonetize our entire channel. Which, speaking of, if you want to support us, we're obviously not going to make any ad revenue, guys. So go to saltingerclub.com and join the club membership area. You guys are going to get a ton of content, 4 exclusive podcasts every single week. I'm not every week, 4 every month. And this month and continuing on for the foreseeable future, we're going to be talking about Star Trek. But yeah, because of YouTube's new policy, our drunken butts are probably not going to make any money here. So
it is funny when you look at this movie through the lens of like, this is an allegory for like YouTube and content creators. But there's another allegory, which I thought was interesting when I was watching this, where basically you have this doctor who unleashes an uncontrollable and deadly force on an unsuspecting public that's not equipped to deal with it, so that he can scare them into submission, so that he can institute government policies that will enforce like his absolute control over them. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there watching it last night and I was like, that's interesting.
That sounds really familiar. Welcome to 2023, everybody. We're talking Demolition Man today.
Yeah, Demolition Man hit like a lot of really accurate things.
Yeah, it's kind
of
freaky.
Was that bungee jump real?
Well, someone had to do it.
I know, I'm saying somebody, but it wasn't like a dummy. I just noticed that now.
Stallone is not Tom Cruise.
No, he's not. Tom Cruise would have done it.
Yeah,
he would have done his own.
Tom Cruise would have done it for sure.
He would have done it 100 times until he did it right.
Yes, yeah. Did you guys see that video of him shooting off the edge of a cliff on a dirt bike?
Oh, God.
Crazy.
He's in nuts.
I can't believe it. It's crazy. Anyway, Jude, do you have a synopsis for us?
I do.
Take it away, please.
Hello.
Hello. She did it. Yay. I was like, we're not doing introductions anymore this year, guys. We're going to cut the fat. And Jude's like, I'm still saying my line. All right.
You're welcome.
Take it away.
1993, Demolition Man, rated R with a runtime of 1 hour, 55 minutes. This had a budget of $57 million. Alex, what do you think this brought into the box office?
A budget of 57? I'm going to say it made 82.
Okay. Vader?
What was the budget?
It was 57.
104 million.
Okay. Demolition Man had a budget of $57 million and had a box office of $159 million.
You're so good at this.
We need a new prize this year. No more speedboats.
No more speedboats. You have enough speedboats?
How about a mini fridge?
That's perfect.
I need a mini fridge.
Vader gets a mini fridge.
Branded.
Filled with Cosmos.
Filled with whiskey or something. Shout out to our guys over at Shady Mile. They provided us with some whiskey, much needed lubrication for our podcast. You can check out their website and buy some of the stuff. It's KASKS.com, casks.com.
Yeah.
And buy some of their stuff.
It is pretty good whiskey.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. As soon as I'm done with my Cosmopolitan, I'm going to pour myself a glass of this while we continue to talk.
I think I'm just gonna, that looks like whiskey you just drink out of the bottle.
It kind of, maybe I should. I don't know. I got to share it with you guys.
We're just going to share.
we're just going to share the bottle together.
We already all got COVID from each other.
Well,
so.
I did. Oh my God. This was the worst vacation ever.
I know.
We all got sick except for V.
Except for him. Yeah. He went to New Orleans.
I clearly am the most healthy one at the table.
Yeah. Bring me back a coffee mug though, and I love it.
Anyway, synopsis. Take it away, Jude.
All right. When there's zero proof other than the word of Wesley Snipes that Stallone endangered the lives of a bunch of hostages, they get sentenced to the same punishment, cryogenic freezing and behavioral modification. Bad boy cop John Spartan becomes a naughty knitting pro, and bad boy bird of prey Simon Phoenix learns how to hack computers and deliver murder death kills much more efficiently. But wait, that can't be right. Murder death kill is illegal in the year 2032. In fact, everything is illegal in 2032. And what the hell are those damn seashells for? Uh-oh, I've just been fined 2 credits for swearing. Discuss.
Nice. Hell and damn are legal, according to YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
For now.
Okay.
Yeah, in like 6 months, they'll retroactively say like, "Oh, yeah. Sorry,
guys. Never mind.
Take it back.
Never
You've
mind.
Been abusing Helen Dan."
Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna make a new language, and it's just gonna be nothing but stupid fake swears.
Okay,
we're bringing fracking. Frack is gonna be real.
Frack is gonna come back.
We're taking it from Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, fair enough.
I think I'm just gonna start using some really just nonsense words.
Okay,
like.
Like hunka chunka,
Boney, the wild mambo, the hunka chunka, the
boingle.
Can you look at the boingles on her?
I like she got some healthy gams on her.
I like to fadoozle that. Look at that.
I mean, it is kind of funny how like we basically are living in this future.
I
mean,
seriously, I was so retro. Like when I was watching this movie it was so meta. When I was watching this movie, I was like, oh my God, like. We're practically there. Yeah. Another by 2032, which is what, less than 10 years from now, 9 years from now. If it continues on the slope that it's in,
yeah.
We might be in this future.
Hey, Alex.
No.
Oh, you stole my thing.
Sorry.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, you cheated on him, dude. Anyway,
it is kind of funny how how like nobody's used to like touching each other in this future, like all like radio programming,
fluid
like all
music. Transfer.
The only thing they're all missing is masks.
Well, it's funny. They're like, abortion's legal, but being pregnant's also illegal. Abortion's illegal, but being pregnant's also illegal unless
if you don't have a license.
If you don't have a license, yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes I wonder.
Have you looked at the world?
I mean, I should have been arrested already.
This dude's popping them out every other year. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Some of these rules kind of make sense.
Anyway, let's talk about this movie.
Have you walked around the streets?
Have you seen the world
these
lately?
These people don't need to be here. There's no reason for their existence.
Have you seen a person try to use, like, a rotary phone?
What's the doctor's name in this movie?
Kuto. Dr. Cocteau.
Cocteau?
Is that a swear? Dr. Cocteau.
YouTube's gonna bang gang us for that. It was
Oh, we can't win. Oh my God. Anyway, this guy, he's probably thinking along the same lines. He's over there going like, you know, there's too many people around here.
Yeah.
This
and
place
most
needs,
of them suck.
This place needs to be cleaned up. And I really like that Taco Bell.
I know. Mm. Oh God, Taco Bell.
Yeah. They had all the BLM riots in the late 90s. And so a doctor rose up to take over society and make everyone happy and complicit.
It's terrifying how accurate this movie is. Yeah, it really is. But let's get into it real quick. I want to talk about Wesley Snipes because I know we all love Wesley Snipes here. He nails this movie. He loves being, he's so giddy.
I feel like this was his breakout movie. Like I remember before this, he was just kind of like an actor in like urban action films or urban crime films.
New Jack City,
stuff like that. Very 90s. Teamed up with Woody Harrelson a few times. But like this was the movie where he was like, oh, he's like a legit action star, you know.
What was the next movie? When did Blade come out?
Blade came out after this.
Was it recently? After
this? It wasn't long.
98. So it's 2 years after this.
No, is 93.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
What's 5 years?
Yeah, it's nothing.
But I remember being in high school and having conversations with my friends about this movie. And there was this one friend of mine who was like, I was convinced Wesley Snipes couldn't act until like I saw him in this movie. And I was like, well, he's not doing much acting, but he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's just enjoying himself, which is like 90% of the job.
He hated his hair in this movie.
Man, really? Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
I did too. He's got cool hair. He's got awesome tire tread armor, you know, with the radiator hose neck.
Yeah.
As soon as they were done shooting, he shaved his head because he hated the color of his hair.
I mean, it's dumb looking. I'm not going to.
Well, it's goofy. Goofy. It's definitely goofy, but it's a statement piece.
Yeah.
And his character is very much like a flashy statement piece kind of guy. But I love that scene when he first gets out of his cryo sleep and he walks over and he's going to like the little kiosk computer thing. And then the cops surround him. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite scenes in this movie because he just demolishes these cops who don't know what they're doing. Like, they're looking at their tablets, like trying to figure out what they're allowed to do. I'm like, another thing that
the phrase or else.
Yeah.
That'll get him.
That'll do it.
Do you remember the parole scene where like he's there and the kind of parole board guy is walking around kind of listing his crimes and he's like speaking in Spanish, Wesley Snipes is.
You know it. So, it was rendered obsolete.
Rendered
Obsoleto.
So basically when they were doing rehearsals, Wesley Snipes, you know, was just kind of bored. And so like, he just started doing his lines in Spanish and everyone thought it was pretty funny. And so the director was like, yeah, do that for real. And that's why he's sitting there like, you know, repeating the guy.
That was ad lib.
Yeah. Love that.
Wow. That's cool. Right on. I didn't know Wesley Snipes spoke Spanish, or was it just for these lines?
No, I guess he speaks fluent Spanish.
Yeah, I don't think he learned Spanish the night before for the gag.
Some people do that, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis out there.
Listen, I know people who take college classes just for fun.
So
it's weird.
That is weird. So I want to point out that originally this movie was supposed to be a vehicle for Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal.
Oh, Jesus. Like,
see, I was on board when you said Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then you added in Steven Seagal, and I was like,
Well, they were originally the two that the producers wanted for this movie. And the problem was, is that neither one of them wanted to play the bad guy.
Right.
So they couldn't come to any kind of resolution. And so they eventually ended up, you know, going with different casting choices. But I always thought that this movie would have been very different if it had been Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal.
Who's supposed to be the bad guy? Like
so,
on the script.
So originally it was going to be Jean-Claude Van Damme, but Jean-Claude Van Damme's like, no, I don't do bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like they went with Steven Seagal and he's like, you know, I've been playing good guys for 30 years. <You know?
laughs> I don't have it in me to play.
If it ain't broke, I'm not going to fix it.
Yeah. Like, and then in reality, he actually is a bad guy.
And
they both are.
And when Sylvester Stallone came on board, he wanted Jackie Chan to play Simon Phoenix.
Ooh.
And because he was really good friends with Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Chan, again, he was like, oh, I don't play bad guys. And so like the big problem was
Wesley Snipes was like, I'm your Huckleberry.
Which I think worked out in the long run. Uh-huh. Like, I love Jackie Chan, but I don't know if I would have seen him as Simon Phoenix.
Or... Wesley Snipes is the best part of this movie.
I think it's Dennis Leary.
Ugh.
Come on. That speech he has when he's like, I want to get freaking naked, roll around in jelly, and eat freaking butter.
In every single thing he's in, because the studios are like, you're known for your rants. You have to do a rant in everything that you do.
Yeah, they rewrote the character once he was cast and let him write that rant.
It's a perfect rant. It's the exact opposite of the society that we live in right now.
See, according to Cocteau's plan, I'm the enemy because I like to think. I like to read. I'm into freedom of speech and freedom of choice.
I love it. It's like I quote that freaking rant all the time. It's perfect.
So if this was real, would you be up on top wearing a kimono, or would you be down under the streets?
No, I'd be a mole person for sure. Yeah.
Eating rat burgers. I'd be drinking rat beer.
The barbecue down there looks legit. They got like little spurs, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I like a good kimono. and I like some good fancy Taco Bell.
Yeah, but you can't live in that society. Come on. You can't fake it till you make it.
Can we talk about the Taco Bell gag for a minute?
Sure. Yeah. Take it away.
So basically the joke in the movie is that there were these franchise wars where only one restaurant
franchise war in 2010.
only one restaurant chain emerged victorious. And so now all restaurants are like this one chain, which was Taco Bell. And the gag at the time, because I don't know if you guys remember in 93 when this movie came out, Taco Bell was like bottom of the barrel. Like, you had your 53 cent menu, you had your 75 cent menu, and
miss
stuff
those
like that.
Days.
I do too.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Inflation.
Nothing's 53 cents anymore.
I know, right? But Taco Bell was widely looked at as bottom of the barrel. And so they thought it was funny that they chose Taco Bell as like the winner of the franchise wars. But what's interesting is that, you know, outside the United States, Taco Bell isn't really a thing. And so in the European releases of this, they had to go in and replace all the Taco Bell signage and all the references to Taco Bell with Pizza Hut.
Did they reshoot the scenes, or did they just like dub the voice?
Oh, they didn't reshoot shit on this. No, they dubbed over and they cut around like all like the signage and stuff like that.
Man. So,
but like if you look at like the European releases of this movie, it's all about Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Interesting.
Huh?
That's funny.
Yeah,
because Pizza Hut is still kind of shitty.
Today
people really are like, can we go to Taco Bell?
But is it?
They make wings now. They don't even really make pizza anymore.
Well, in a fun little twist, Taco Bell has gone upscale recently.
Well. True to form with the movie. I prefer Del Taco.
It's a documentary.
I mean, you're insane. Taco Bell just kind of repackaged tortillas in the same stuff they always have. They just make it, but they call it a crunch wrap now.
I should preface, Alex, because I see your side eye. I'm talking about when you're drunk and you need tacos.
Oh, no, I understand what you mean because I was with you in the car when you did that. But Del Taco is still trash. But it's just my stance.
What I'm talking about is that Taco Bell has been opening up like fancy versions of Taco Bell around the country.
True. Oh, that's right. There's one here on the strip. Like that. I forgot about that.
Is there really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there one with a big Vegas light up sign?
It's nice countertops. I was joking.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it's nice countertops and seats. And stuff, but it's the exact same menu.
Yeah, but they also have like really nightclubs and like stuff like Taco Bell nightclubs and stuff.
I absolutely want to go to a Taco Bell nightclub now.
Do they just play Demolition Man on the screen? they should, right?
If they don't. Yeah. But what was funny is that there's a lot of stuff in this movie. So like the movie was originally like 2 hours long.
I'd watch that.
And they cut out like a lot of subplots to kind of like get it down. And you can kind of tell towards the end because there's some continuity issues. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is that originally Lori Petty was cast as Huxley, which is, you know, the Sandra Bullock character. Yeah. And they actually started shooting with her and she did not get along with Sylvester Stallone.
I wouldn't imagine that she would.
And so like she ended up leaving like 2 weeks into production and they brought in Sandra Bullock, who at the time, the only thing of note that she'd done like a couple TV movies, but she had just done Love Potion number 9.
Oh, I love that movie.
And that was the only movie that like she was really known for. And so this was kind of like her big breakout role.
Mm. She's gorgeous in this movie.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. She nailed the character.
She's so charismatic.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's so innocent and sweet. And then when she's like, oh, let's go do something dirty.
Yeah.
And she puts on the VR headset.
And
like,
yes, every time she says something cringy and cheesy, it works.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of her innocence.
Really licked his ass.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so proud of herself.
Demonetized. Yeah. Don't forget to go to saltynerdclub.com because we are going to lose a lot of money this year.
Yeah. I like how she keeps trying to say these like one-liners and she keeps messing up. And she's like, let's go blow these guys.
Yeah. Blow these guys up.
No, away.
Away.
That happened to a friend of mine, actually. Funny story. So I used to work in a salon and one of my coworkers was about to do a blowout on this guy. And she was like, are you ready to get blown out? But she said, are you ready to get blown? Oh. And then she tried to, she got flustered and she tried to fix it. And she just doubled down on it accidentally. She was like, I meant like, are you ready to get blown? And she's like, oh my God, you know what I mean. Come on.
Did he ask how much extra that was?
He should have.
$40.
I need to, real quick, guys, I need to make a correction on the website. So Shady Mile, shout out to these guys. They brought us some whiskey for us to drink on the podcast. It's a really freaking good whiskey. It's one of the better ones that we've had on the podcast so far. But I want to make a correction to the website where you can grab their stuff. It's Kaskers. So KASKERS.com. Go over there and their whiskey. It's very reasonably priced and it's really freaking good. Kentucky, American made whiskey.
Yeah, go we have grab two it. Different kinds, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. We have 21% rye and 21% wheat. This is the rye one. I normally don't like rye.
Is the whiskey one open?
The wheat one is open. You want some?
Yeah.
There you go. Have a way at it, buddy.
Whiskey for everyone.
All right.
Yeah, you guys need to get this stuff before the future makes it illegal to drink.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure YouTube's probably already like, what are you guys doing over there drinking stuff?
He can't show us drinking it.
Can he?
No.
I don't know what the rule is. Jeez. Anyway, savage. KASKERS.com. Guys, go grab some of this. And thank you guys so much for the support. We will continue to shout you out until this bottle is empty.
Yeah. So keep sending us whiskey.
Keep sending us whiskey.
What else do you guys make?
All right. Drink whiskey and play Dragon Champions.
So, another one of those. Yeah, we'll talk about Dragon Champions in a minute. Another one of the scenes that, and I kind of mentioned it already, but one of my favorite scenes in this movie is the VR headset sex scene.
Yeah.
It's so freaking hilarious, especially nowadays with like Elon Musk talking about the freaking cyberlink, whatever bullcrap that he wants to put in.
That's the stuff where Simon Phoenix just knows how to program computers and speak foreign languages and stuff.
In this movie?
The Neuralink stuff?
Yeah, the Neuralink stuff. Yeah. Where they're it's almost like a Matrix. Before the Matrix, it was like, I know Kung Fu. Yeah, he's like, they taught him how to fight. They taught him how to do this. And now he's like, all I know how to do is knit. Like, what? Yeah.
It was funny while we were watching this, I was actively crocheting.
Were you really?
And I was like,
it's like I can knit you a sweater in 2 minutes if I want to. That was a terrible Sylvester Stallone. No, but like my favorite. The law? He kind of is the law in this movie.
I'm the law.
But one of my favorite scenes is that one where, I forgot what I was talking about.
The VR scene.
The VR scene, yes. Yeah. It's so funny.
Images from that are so fucking creepy.
Oh, super. I'm pretty sure there's some boobs in this movie in that scene. Like I know, so.
Well, it's a rated R movie.
I know, but growing up, I had, there was no boobs in this movie.
No.
Like when I walked into this movie going, I was like, oh, there's no boobs in this. And then during that VR flash, I'm like, I think I saw a set and I couldn't tell. And then later, because I was watching it in our Discord party.
I think I saw a set.
I think I saw a set. That's a thing.
That's a boob.
That's a boob. That's a boob.
I think it was a weird kaleidoscopy light.
There was a nip slip. I was watching it on our Discord watch parties on Monday nights. Vader host, thank you so much for doing that. SaltyNerdDiscord.com watch parties on Mondays. And you were watching this movie. And then later on, when he leaves the VR scene, he goes back to his apartment and he sits down, he turns on like the TV or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And it's a call.
Yeah.
And there's a fully naked woman.
I forgot going, about that.
Oh my God, I didn't see you there. And I was like, what? Like, I've never seen that before.
Apparently,
so
nudes are not illegal in 2032.
Apparently, I had always grown up watching the like edited TBS version of this movie.
I saw it on TV.
And I'm like, that's wild. I never knew that was in this movie until now. That's crazy. So there's a half star for boobs.
Well, what's funny is like there was a lot of stuff that was supposed to be in this movie that got cut out. So there are a couple like big name actors who make appearances in this movie that are kind of in the background. So for instance, Jack Black is one of the underground mole people.
Yeah.
And he shows up later on in like the fight scene underground. But a big one was Jesse Ventura. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, he was a henchman for Simon Phoenix.
He was one of the cryocons who he's actually the one who kills Cocteau. And there was like a big action scene where like him and Sylvester Stallone had like a fight and he gets killed in the movie that got completely cut out.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because there were like two major subplots that got cut out of this movie because the studio thought it was like too dark and not fun enough. And it was kind of interesting. So basically, do you guys remember the guy, Zachary Lamb, the old black guy who was the young helicopter pilot at the beginning?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's
the only one who knows John Spartan. Yeah. He's like, John Spartan. He's like, what are you still doing here?
And when you watch the movie, he kind of just like disappears. But like in the longer cut, Simon Phoenix actually murders him.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And
no good.
And basically, like, that's one of the reasons why Sylvester Stallone, like, you know, gets like super upset.
Yeah. That would have been a great motivation.
Yeah. He was like Stallone's. Like
he was his connection. Buddy. Yeah.
He was this connection to his past.
Yeah.
And another funny subplot that got cut out was that. So Sylvester's like John Spartan's daughter, who he mentions a couple times throughout the movie. She's actually a member of like the resistance mole people.
Oh, wow.
And you see her in a couple scenes in this movie. But basically they cut it out because test audience thought it was creepy that he was like romantically involved with a woman his daughter's age. So
okay.
I thought it was weird because like as soon as he comes out of cryo freeze, he's like, where's my wife? Where's my daughter? Where's my family?
Yeah.
And then that night he's like, you want to fuck?
It's like, well, how long has it been? How many years? Was it
30 something? 30
years?
Yeah.
She's might still but be alive.
To him, it's the same day.
Yeah.
No, because he said in cryo, like he was aware of the passage of time. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
like,
man.
But when he woke up, he was like, where is my wife? Mm-hmm. He's still in that place of where is my
she
wife?
She'd be like in her 60s, right?
That night, he's like, I mean, this dick ain't going to suck itself.
there was an ending. There was a version of this movie that had an ending where basically like he reconnected with his older wife and went off with her instead of Sandra Bullock.
That would be cool.
But
a little creepy.
People were like, that's not sexy enough.
What's funny about this movie is that it went through like so many writers that there was actually like a danger of it like not getting made because there was all this arbitration over like who wrote what. And at a certain point, super producer Joel Silver stepped in and took over this movie. And he saw like all like the problems with the writing and he just paid off all the writers to go away. So like he could like get it all sorted out. Nice. And so like Joel Silver is solely responsible for this movie, like actually like becoming a real thing.
So there's a bit of a Captain America thing to this, huh? I just put that together because he was talking about Captain America, because he was frozen for 50 years or whatever, comes back and he's, you know, the world has changed, but he hasn't. And, you know, Carter's old and he goes back and sees her when she's older and he's like, I'm still alive.
I suppose there is. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about
I think modern.
John Spartan fucks more.
Yeah, for sure. Especially Sandra Bullock. My God. When she was in that silk nightie, when she was putting that VR thing on.
Oh, well,
forget about it.
Her eyebrows bother me.
What? What do you mean?
They're so 90s.
Oh.
They look like frowny faces.
Listen, man.
That was the style then.
I know.
All she needed was some Aquanet and some big ass hair.
Oh, shit. Then Vader would have been all over
All over it.
Hey. All right.
God, I'm old.
You are.
Big ass and that Aquanet hair.
Just another ass. I don't know. We're allowed to say ass? We can't say ass, huh? How many demerits does this video have so far? I don't know.
I've said the F word a couple of times already. Just
say derriere.
We should make a list of swear words and then substitute them with like really respectful words.
Derriere.
Like instead of like.
This is a bunch of French
instead
words.
Instead of like bitch, we're going to be like, she's a ma'am. She has a very.
That lady has
ma'am.
God damn it. Can I want to say my line.
That God good ma'am. Sorry, go ahead. I'm done.
We can't play Vader. This game. I'm Vader. Sorry, YouTube. Vader.
I got it. I got the ball. That lady has a very large posterior. Posterior. That's a fancy word. Yeah. That's a fancy word for large ass.
You know what, Vader? Make love you.
Me and Kadesh were having a production meeting, and he's like, "Well, we don't want to get the channel demonetized." And I'm like, "Bro,
that ship has sailed.
It's gone.
Go frack yourself."
Guess we're not here to make money.
Just doing this for free, guys.
I mean, we never were.
Unless you want to go to saltynerdclub.com and join our club membership. That's the only way we're going to make money doing this. Because YouTube is...
We're going to be working our regular jobs forever.
I'm never going to get out of there.
We can't play by the rules.
Fuck the rules.
Can you say...
Make love to those rules.
Make sweet love to those rules.
Can you use clinical terms?
Sure. What do you mean?
Can you say you're going to ruin the doctor's visits for me.
What would John Spartan say in place of?
You have a very nice vagina.
I don't like that at all. I don't care.
Does the word vagina bother you?
Wow.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Look at the areolas on that one.
I really like her epidermis.
Look at the labia over there. Broken. Yes, I did it. Somehow it works. It's so gross.
She has a nice labia.
It's very moist.
Remember how during the...
We're children. We really are. We're just fucking old children.
Remember how during arachnophobia, my butthole was being clenched? Now my vagina is clenched fully and closed.
You mean your labia?
You know, your anus? Your anus?
Yeah. And instead of funk, we should say hunka chunka, like they do in the movie.
Bony, the wild mambo, the hunka chunka.
Oh my God, Alex is crying again.
I don't need tissues. Labia killed him.
Oh God. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, Kadesh, but we're not going to make any money this year.
Those were all legitimate words. Those were all in the medical dictionary. Those are words they use in the hospital.
You are going to be single-handedly responsible for ruining more words for everyone.
The stupid, sleazy assistant from this movie is sitting at YouTube headquarters going, I know, I can't say that word.
Bob's doing real-time edits on our channel.
For sure. Yo, we have a dedicated person that watches our show that goes, no.
You're only going to get 200 views on this video. No more. Yeah. No more.
There's literally a YouTube Igor.
Yes, cannot get that $1.27. They have a new
episode. Shady Miles not going to send us whiskey. Like, these guys are too much.
You know what? That whiskey looks really pretty in that glass. Look how pretty that whiskey looks.
It's got a nice amber color to it.
Didn't you order some glasses?
Oh, I meant to ask you about that. Where are your whiskey glasses that you ordered?
Where are they, Amazon?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That was like a month ago.
We got some fancy whiskey tasters.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check on that. Yeah, I totally forgot.
It's
like
$40.
I did order those.
Weird.
They're on the slow boat from China.
Well, I know Amazon was having issues during the holidays because my shipments were taking longer than normal, but like longer than normal was like 4 days instead of one. But yeah, I totally forgot about those whiskey
cups. What movie are we talking about?
Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's a bunch of iPads.
Oh, that's not, yeah.
At a dinner table.
The iPad conference table thing. Yeah. God, this reminds me so much of the COVID era.
Yeah.
It's wild, dude.
It really is.
The Zoom calls and everything.
The only thing that's wrong about this is that there's someone there in person.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, like, if you think about Fauci, I mean, Cocteau.
Okay, all right. You know. Cool it with all politics.
Hey, we're already demonetized. Why not just get canceled altogether?
I don't want to be associated with all your rhetoric.
He even kind of looks like the F-Man.
He kind of does look like the F-Man.
We're going to call him the
F-Man
now.
F-Man. He kind of does.
He kind of does.
He just needs those stupid freaking glasses.
Cocteau is the F-Man.
Yeah.
And you know, he just needs to talk like this. Or how does he do it? He has that.
He's got that like weird New Jersey Bronx accent. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something weird.
At my age, had I not been vaccinated, the chances are I could have had a real severe outcome.
Yeah.
His freaking assistant is hilarious, though.
Oh, you mean the dude from Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in a bunch of movies now that I think about it.
He's the same dude in every movie.
Yeah, he's just like quirky, weird guy. What's up, dude?
I just remembered I wanted to talk about all of the eyewear in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool.
Oh, you like the glasses?
Oh, man, I want a pair of those. Ooh, I want a pair of those.
I bet you could get them.
I bet I can pull it off, too. It does look at those.
He does. God. He really does.
I just noticed that.
The F-Man. I love it.
I'm sorry, Jude. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Eyewear. What other eyewear did you like?
I enjoy the round frames.
Is that it?
And then there's somebody else had a pair of like wacky frames. And I was like, oh, shit. I like those too.
Okay. So you're into the 2032 future eyewear.
The future. It's the future of eyewear.
You should start your own Etsy store with just futuristic Demolition Man eyewear.
I should.
And make just buko money.
You know, those glasses.
I need a 3D printer. Babe, I need a 3D printer now.
You haven't even used that last tri-cut thing I got.
No, I'm intimidated of it. You got me a better one than I wanted, and now I'm scared of it.
Those glasses look like they flip.
Like they have those sunglasses that flip down on them?
Yeah, like
maybe.
They spin.
Possibly.
Or this is the bifocal, and this is the regular.
Yeah.
And I like how like the warden from Shawshank Redemption is like the police captain, and he looks like he needs those flip-on sunglasses.
Do you guys feel like that poor actor got typecast?
No,
because like the only time I ever see him in movies is when he's like some kind of a stringent, stiff-necked administrator, and I feel like he needs to, you know,
go with your strengths.
He needs
well, by the end of this movie, he was kind of like, you know, with the rebels. You know?
Oh, can we talk about real quick the American muscle car that they steal from the museum? I love the museum scene, by the way, too. When he walks through and he's like, "Where's all the guns?" and they're like, "Oh, they're only in museums." They're like, "It's the future. Where's the laser guns?" And they're like, "Well, there's one left, but it has to like charge its batteries." That whole scene is hilarious. But the muscle car, dude, when they come out of that thing and they're like, "We're going to go save the day." And they're driving that freaking American car. Freaking, yeah. That was like a Tim Allen freaking America. Yeah, that was a great moment. I love that.
America. Oh,
well, what was funny is all the other cars were like concept cars.
They're all Teslas.
well, they were, I think, built by BMW, but they only had like two or three of them. And so like the production had to spend like $2 million, like remaking like those cars just for this movie.
Mm. Were they just golf carts that they put like fiberglass covers on?
Engage automatic drive.
Yeah.
Oh, Adrienne Barbeau was the computer voice.
Was she?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Same
woman who did the computer voice in The Thing. Yeah.
Talking about the cars real quick. The only thing that I liked about this future was like the foam safety thing where he crashed.
I love that. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Yeah. Like he crashes the car. Yeah. He's like, and then all of a sudden you see the interior of the car just gets filled up with bubbles. And he's like, "What the hell's going on?"
Yeah, styrofoam.
Yeah, it was shaving cream. Great. Yeah, it was awesome.
The cars are pretty much spot on for what we...
They're pretty close, dude. Pretty close. Yeah.
They're really close. You can go down here on the strip right now and get in a car that's not being driven by anybody.
They remind me of the Time Cop.
I don't know if you guys know about this, but have you heard that there are underground tunnels that are transporting people with just Teslas under the strip?
Yeah, it's called the Boring Company. It's Elon Musk's thing. It's
called the Loop.
It's called the Loop. Yeah. I had no idea. I just like saw it on Instagram and I was like,
All it is a tunnel that they're driving cars through.
Yeah, I know.
Musk went on Joe Rogan and talked about building it like 3 years ago.
I thought he was talking about LA. It's like fully active now. Yeah, you go down to the strip.
That's what he wanted you to think.
Yeah.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
That's wild, dude. I had no idea.
Las Vegas is Elon Musk's testing ground.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, soon it will be part of San Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty soon that thing is going to go from the airport, clear up to Fremont Street, and they're going to have a section that goes over to the stadium as well. It's going to be like,
really?
Yeah, it's going to be all over down there. Wow, that's... Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. I like that.
Yep.
Where are the mole people going to go?
I'm glad
they keep cutting into their homes.
They're going to go to Sunset Park where they live already. Are you guys ready for final thoughts on this?
Is it time for final thoughts?
It's kind of time. I don't know.
Really? Already?
Yeah. You want to have anything else you want to add?
I could final thought it.
You can final thought it? You want a minute?
Go ahead.
Okay. Jude, go ahead.
Oh my God. I get to go first?
Go ahead, Jude.
I'm not prepared.
There's no rules in 2023.
What do I do with my hands?
Go ahead. What's up? Final thoughts on this movie, Jude.
So I routinely get this movie confused with something else that I can't tell you what it is. But like leading up to this week, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch Demolition Man.
Oh, no.
And then when we started, I was like, oh, no, this one's fine.
Did you think it was Judge Dredd?
I think maybe.
Because when we were watching Judge Dredd, we were like, oh, my God, I thought this was Demolition Man.
I think I crossed them because in my other timeline that I have slipped from. Mm-hmm. They are opposite.
Well, while we were watching it, she kept shouting out, no!
I cannot not.
At least she didn't watch Rambo first. She'd just be going,
that's on my list. Rambo First Blood is on my list. I think it might be in February.
It's a Christmas movie.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God. What? That's awesome.
There's a Christmas tree in the background of one scene. So it's a Christmas movie.
So we gotta wait till December to watch.
No, it's on my list. I guess we haven't really told our listeners yet, but if you're a longtime listener and if you're still watching this video at this point, you're allowed to know. For 2023, we're strictly doing nostalgia bait movies. So we're going to suck you guys in with the 80s and 90s and talk about movies that you grew up watching.
We're going to make love to you.
We're going to make love to those clicks.
And I got to say, Demolition Man, like rewatching it. I love this movie.
Oh, I do too.
This is like a regular watch for me, but like it's such a it encapsulates 90s action movies to a T. I love it.
Yeah.
I think this is, I enjoy listening to you guys talk about it because you guys are so like, oh yeah, tough men. And that's not what it is for me. I think it's fun. But that's about it. I love the seashells. I love the styrofoam. I think Sandra Bullock is great in it. Everything that she does works. And like when you said Lori Petty was supposed to be in this role, that absolutely would not have worked for I don't think anyone. I wondered a lot through the watching of this if Sandra Bullock got along with Stallone, because I've heard he's hard to work with.
So there's actually a funny story about that where there was some tension there, but they eventually got like a brother sister relationship going. But he would during this time Sylvester Stallone got really into golf, and he had an actual golf pro coach and a portable driving range brought to set.
My God.
And so like he would spend time in between takes practicing his golf swing. And at night, when they were shooting at night, like he would go by Sandra Bullock's trailer and like bang on her door with like his golf club.
With his dick.
Yeah. with his labia.
Whoa. From now on, when we say the D word, we're going to refer to it as the beard splitter.
What?
No, what? I'm never going to do that. What's wrong
with you? That is the name.
What are you implying?
Are you up to source?
Are
right
you
now?
Implying that you split your beard with your own? What is going on right now?
Is that what happened in the morning?
No, that's for people who don't manscape down there.
Oh, beard no.
That's an old school swear word for that thing down there.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you looking it up right now?
We've been waiting for 45 minutes.
He's looking up like 1,700 swear words.
He's on IMDb right now. I don't know where that came from. He's been waiting this whole recording session. He was like, I'm going to hit him with the beard splitter. As soon as someone says dick, I'm going to hit him with the beard splitter. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, there it is. God damn.
I can't make love and wait.
I think it's a perfect word. The beard splitter.
No, I love it. I don't like it. Gross. I don't want it. Make love your beard splitter.
It was given to me.
Kadesh, please continue your thought.
By one of our Discord people.
Oh my God, Discord. What are you doing?
God damn it. JT, is that you?
It's like old swear words that nobody ever uses anymore. Yeah. It's great. It's good stuff.
All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. We still have to rate this thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, rate it.
I knew it was you, JT. I knew it. So 90s action movie, early Sandra Bullock. And I love, this is like an early collab with her and Benjamin Bratt, who they go on to Miss Congeniality later, which was a big breakout for her also. I think it's really fun. I love the seashells. This is a movie that kind of just lives on in nostalgia and still holds up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll give it 4 seashells. That's out of 5.
Solid. Right on. All right, cool. Kate, final thoughts on this movie? Give it a rating.
So what's interesting about this movie is that, you know, when it first came out, it was almost like a parody. There was some slight similarities to, the book Brave New World and stuff like that. But I remember watching this in the theater originally and thinking like, oh, wow, like that society is so crazy. It would never come to pass. And then like as time goes on, this movie in a weird way becomes more and more relevant because like I joked before, like it does almost feel like a documentary at this point in terms of like how society, is evolving into this nanny state. Mm-hmm. And, people don't know how to like deal with individualism and all this other stuff. So watching it nowadays, like having gone through like the COVID lockdowns and all this other stuff, a lot of it feels very relevant. And it's kind of weird that this movie has taken on a life of its own outside of just like being a generic 90s action film. But it's this is actually like one of my favorite Stallone movies. Like I watch this thing yearly at least. I own it on Amazon. It's a fantastic, fun movie, which is kind of weird because like the director of this movie never went on to do anything. This was like his first film, and then he just went on to do like commercials and music videos and stuff like that.
I mean, when you get it right once, you're like, peace out.
That's good. Yeah, leave it on a high note.
Yeah, it's like having one good kid, and you're like, I'm not going to get tricked.
Yeah. So he retired.
I feel like that was directed at me.
I was looking at you when I said it.
So, I absolutely love this movie. It's really worth watching. I would love to see like the original cut where like, you know, they had like all like the different subplots still in there and like the big action scenes. But unfortunately, I don't think that exists anywhere. But it'd be cool if they went back and like re-release something like that. I'd definitely like to see it. But yeah, I give this 4 beard splitters out of 5.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. You know what I did want to see? Like it made me curious about like, we know about like the San Angeles area, but like what's happening in the rest of the world?
It's Judge Dredd.
Yeah, that's what
it's Mega City 1 is on the other side of the state.
They could do a whole series of,
especially now, movies. You know how relevant it would be if they just like made like a mini series about this world.
On, like, I want to see the Great War of 2010. The big one of 2010.
You know, this is probably like Snake Plissken world. Or something.
Yeah, I feel like he could probably occupy this.
This is on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Well, no, because we have Escape from LA, which shows us what's on the other side.
Well, this is San Angeles, right?
San Angeles.
This is just, you know, Earth 21B or something. I don't know. It don't matter. It would be a fun world to explore.
What for sure. What's your final thoughts on this, man?
And give it a rating. You know, also, what's going on with your headphones?
He's got a visor. He's going Jordy.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm just a mess today. I forgot how to do this. We've been gone too long.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm picking on you.
You're drinking Cosmopolitan. I'm drinking
Cosmos through straws and stuff. You know.
Meanwhile, I'm over here Ron Swansoning my ass. I know. Oh, my posterior. Sorry.
He's over there splitting his beard.
Don't say that. Stop saying that, please.
You're making it worse. It was already terrible.
It's so bad.
And now it's wretched.
We're back to Kate stealing my words.
Right?
Back to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, Portugal.
See, he just did it again.
God. Now he's actively attacking you.
I know.
You guys going to fight over comedy? Go ahead.
No. I love this movie. This is a fun movie. I can't say that I've watched it a lot in the last decade or so, but I'm glad that it came to my mind when we needed to pick movies for this year, because when you said what our theme was, this one just immediately popped into my brain for some reason, and I don't really know why, but I'm glad we saw it. It's fun. It's kind of prophetic in a weird way. It's kind of creeping me out, like in a weird way, like a, you know how when Back to the Future, the time came from, you know, we're only 9 years away from 2032.
And it's kind of weird. I hate it when our movies that are set in the far future
are catching up to us.
It trips me out.
Or I guess we're catching up to them.
Yeah, it's really strange. But love this movie. This movie, I give this thing a solid 4 stars. Solid 4 stars.
I'm surprised it's not 5 for you.
Nah.
What's preventing it from
being 5? I don't know.
He's so stingy.
He is stingy on his 5 stars. That's right.
I'm not as stingy as I used to be, but it's just I don't know. I don't know what's missing, but something's just not. It's not a movie I want to watch once or twice a year. Mm. You know what I mean? A 5-star movie makes I can watch it anytime. This movie, I don't. If I don't know if I'd stop on it if I was flipping the channels and I saw it on TV, but I never really see it on TV. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go 4 stars.
Okay,
and just leave it at that. So,
For what this movie is. And for what it does, I think it's perfect. It's a 5-star movie for me.
Okay.
It's a classic 90s action movie with a little bit of comedy in it. And the fact that it's been scarily accurate to what our world is right now, I think bumps it up to the 5-star. Like maybe like 20 years ago, I'd be like, it's a 4-star movie. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. Nobody would ever live in a world like that. And now I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's happening already. I think it's fine. I think it's moving up. It's moving up in the world for me. I haven't like you said, I haven't watched it like often, but when I do watch it, I'm never dissatisfied.
Yeah.
I always have a great time. And I know Jude poo-poos it, but that Dennis Leary rant.
Wait, what did you give it?
I will poo-poo that.
Yeah.
I gave it 4.
4 or so.
Yeah, that's a solid story.
I poo-poo. Dennis Leary.
She poo-pooed it.
Yeah. Pooed it. Which is the friend. The way you poo-poo when you are French.
Yes. I just had my cafe. I need to go poo-poo.
Yeah, that's funny. I said to Alex today, I'm pooped today.
Oh, my gosh.
And he goes, you did? And I was like, no, I am. I am pooped today. He was like, I was going to say, I mean... That's more information than I needed, but I was like, for you.
I'm sitting there and Jude's like, I pooped today. And I'm like, congratulations, I guess. That's good. I mean, you're supposed to poop at least once a day.
It's detoxifying,
I guess. She's like, no.
No, I'm just saying I'm tired.
But I'm glad you're comfortable enough with us in your relationship.
I was like, do you want to see it?
It's like, man, look at this thing.
I took a picture.
It's a floater.
No, I left it.
Oh, God.
I was just saying I'm tired. I was like, you know what? From now on, I'm going to say I'm tuckered. I'm fucking tuckered.
It's an ice turd.
I make love and tuckered.
It's an ice turd. Just a little bit floating and all the rest is under the water.
Jesus. Before we go, I have one more thing I wanted to talk about. Are you done?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 5 stars for me.
Yes. It's about my poop.
God, I don't want to hear this.
No,
I am not at that stage.
I'm joking. I have never pooped once in my life.
I can't even fart in front of you. I don't even know what poop is.
I've never used all 3 seashells. No, I just wanted to talk about Simon Phoenix's outfit.
Okay, the overalls.
I love the overalls, the jean overalls. I've been trying and failing to recreate the jean overall look that he's pulling off in this.
Huh.
Like, I think since the 90s, because it's iconic and it's like a look that I think you have to have the right body for, and I just don't have it.
You have to be Wesley.
Did you know that this look of Simon Phoenix is what inspired Dennis Rodman to go for like his unique style?
Seriously?
Makes sense.
Oh.
But also his orange net shirt is very Corbin Dallas, which is another look that I've always wanted to pull off.
Fifth Element is another movie that we need to put on our list for this year. For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I dig the look. Yeah. The overalls with the tucked in boots. I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
Like in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, you can totally pull this off, bitch.
Okay.
Well, Wesley Snipes is a trend center.
This is iconic. This movie is iconic.
What's that?
Wasn't Dennis Rodman rocking this look before he was?
Maybe, but I guess not. I don't know. I don't follow basketball. So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. That's it for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. If you're still watching at this point, congratulations. Welcome to 2023. And we also are. Also,
thank you.
Yes, also thank you, because we're definitely not going to be getting any ad revenue from YouTube. please make sure to join us on our live streams, which happen every Saturday morning. Those guys are rocking it over there. I have to work, unfortunately, but someday I'll be able to join you. But Saturday mornings here on this channel, we do live streams every week. Send us a super chat. Send us our thanks. And thank you guys so much for watching this video. And don't forget to join our club membership area. Seriously, we do have a lot of fun over there with those guys. And we're doing Star Trek, the original series, full-length commentaries for our club members this year. So join up and you guys can join us for those and have a lot of fun. And we'll probably do some live streams just for the club members as well.
And things are going to start looking different.
Oh, yeah. We got some big news. So we announced earlier in a video a couple weeks ago that we have our own studio that is being built right now. We're currently in the process of doing that. And at some point in time,
one of us has been there every day. Like,
well, you know, you too, huh?
Revolving.
Well, yeah, we're in there.
Like, there's four of us. One of us has been there every day, like, making it happen.
Yeah, but if you're watching this video on YouTube or on Spotify, you'll notice our backgrounds are going to change one of these days. We're going to make the switch, so stay tuned for that as well.
And we're in the last days
of this studio.
The Mangold basement.
The Mangold basement. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't give him credit for the basement.
Anyway, V, where can people find the official YouTube or not official Twitter account for the podcast?
They can find that at salty_nerd on the Twitters.
And right on.
They can find me at MattVader74.
Cool. So. Jude, you have something going on the official Facebook page?
Do I?
Do you? Do you not? Are we using Facebook?
We're supposed to be.
Yes.
I remember signing into Jude and she's just like, fuck.
Just nod your head.
Yes. join us on our Facebook group at saltynerdgroup.com. Sometimes I post that.
It's there.
And Kadish is far too busy to deal with any kind of social media stuff. So I'll just end it at that. Thank you, Kadish. And go to kadishbooks.com on Amazon to grab his books and help support him as a professional and independent artist.
Also, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating. We need those suckers.
Yeah for sure.
We're closing in.
Google me on Audible because I need book sales.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Thanks for watching Demolition Man with us. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll be talking about Legend. Right?
Yeah.
Legend.
I'm so excited.
All right, folks.
You better not poo-poo it.
Poo-poo. Stay salty.
Beard split it.
I mean, Bony, the wild mambo, the hunk of chunky.